Well, hello and welcome back. It's me, Emma Keogh, and this is season 4 of Empower with Emma. I am so excited to get started. It's been a whirlwind journey for me over the last 8 months. Can you believe it's 8 months since I recorded my last pod? And I'm going to dive deeper. It's going to be full of life updates. It's going to be full of, you know, where I left off on the last pod about my Bali journey, about living with myself, you know, learning to live with myself, going through a breakup as well, doing this all over again, being single, moving back in with my dad, moving home, starting over. It's going to be full of so many things. I'm going to share my life, my advice, and I'm here as always to help guide you through life. So I can't wait to share this season with you. So let's get to it. Well, hello everyone. Like, I can't believe we're in season 4 already. Like, oh my God, it's been such a whirlwind for me, like I said, that I don't even know where to start. And I'm not going to lie, I actually feel nervous. I actually feel a bit anxious because it's been a hot minute since I was on my pod, first of all. And then if you are a podcast listener, I dive deeper. I don't share as much on my socials. You come to the pod and you hear on the pod. This is the thing. I will tell you, you know, what I've been going through, how I'm navigating through it. Because at the end of the day, life is not a shiny penny. And it's so funny. I did say it before. It is love and light and love and shy, unfortunately. And I'm learning that because a big thing for me was I always was so positive all the time, but I was pushing that underneath. And I remember some people saying online, oh, she's always so positive. She's this, she's that. And I was like, okay, that's not really my authentic self. Do you know what I mean? How do I want to start showing the real Emma? Because we can't always stay positive all the time. So I'm here to tell you that today. So where do I begin? So the last time I left up on my pod, it was the end of April. And my last pod, I couldn't believe it. I was actually just chatting to a friend of mine and he was like, oh, you left off on the pod. That was a bit awkward. I was like, fuck you. But it was like I was moving in with my ex-boyfriend and it nearly is bringing up those feelings for me now of where I was then, say like last April, moving in, taking the next step, you know, moving in with a guy. I wanted to give it a chance. Like everything, we always want to give it a chance. But I did kind of feel a bit niggly inside going, am I doing the right thing? But we're never going to know until we do it. We have, instead of sticking our toe in, we have to stick our full foot in. So I moved in and yeah, it was good. But I didn't know. Like, I think it's because I've been through so much over the years. So if you don't know, God, you could be here a while. Listen to the rest of my story. Tune into the other pods in season 1. So it brought up a lot of trigger feelings for me when I moved in with him. And working through that as well. And when I started to go through that, like, obviously you have to listen to yourself. You have to listen to feelings. Like, you have to work out relationships. Like, that's, it's such a big thing. Like, so I was working at the relationship, but at the same time, I was working on me. I had to work on me. I had to discover me. I had to heal me, you know, moving in with a guy into his place as well. And I always keep things confidential. So I'll never like name names or whatever like that. Cause you know, private life is private, but it's just to share my insights. And living with that, like, I think it was big for me. So trying to navigate that and then trying to navigate my business at the same time. And it was a lot inside. So working on that. And then I said, okay, I actually need a break. I need a break from all this, from as well, just from life, because I was going so fast. Like, I really wanted to start, like, you know, putting all my energy into my business, into my content, you know, into people growing. I needed to stop and reflect. And I'll encourage everybody to do that in their life if they can, if they can have a solo break. And that's when I decided to go to Bali. So I decided to go to Bali in June last year on my own as a solo trip, because I just needed this time to be free, to feel that freedom with myself, to connect with myself, to start valuing myself, loving myself, you know, finding that connection within me and being content within me, and just having that time to just, like, get out of my own head. And like, kind of, you know, nearly just shake everything off, being like, I just need to let it go. Cause I hadn't had time properly on my own since the other breakup as well. and like selling my house and going through so much that I just needed time on my own. I just needed time on my own. So that was from, say, 2020. And then last year was 2023. I just needed to get away. Not that I was running away. I just needed time to reflect of where I was at right now, what I was doing, where I was going, who I was with. Was I happy? Like asking myself all these questions that you would, that your best friend would ask you. I started to go inward and like I started to really value my own company. Now it does get lonely a bit times, you know, if you're solo traveling, and I'll dive into that deeper about loneliness, but I started to really be like, see things from a different perspective, going, okay, I know I'm on my own, but I changed my mindset from like, going, oh, I'm not on my own. It was like, I'm on my own. I can do whatever I want. I have my own agenda. I'm not checking in on somebody else. I'm not saying, what do you want to do? It's like, what do I want to do? Where do I want to go? What do I want to see? Like, I never had that time. I never had that time to myself. And now I used to travel with work on business, but I was always on someone else's agenda. But this time I was on my own agenda. I was able to check in on me. I was able to do what I wanted to do. And that for me was huge, because I've been such, I'd say over the years, especially up until my mid 30s. So that's only like, what, 2-3 years ago. Most of my life, I've been a people pleaser and I've been a go-getter and I've been a busy bee and I've wanted to constantly just be busy. And just run away and just not sit with myself, because the feeling of sitting with yourself is so uncomfortable. And even when you're good out, you know, you're out on a walk, you're like, okay, get the steps in, ring somebody, pass by the time. You don't want to sit with yourself. But I started to change that a few years ago when I got into mindfulness. I started to not go out for a walk and listen to things. Seeing things for what they are, not what they could be, you know, really starting to appreciate that gratitude for life. And I wanted to deepen that. And when I was in Bali, it was just, obviously it's a magical place for like healing, for discovering. And there's so many people on that journey as well there. And it's so safe for women. And I felt so protected, and the Balinese people. And it was just so magical. And I remember sharing the story that I shared on Georgie Crawford's Good Go, and about being on the back of the motorbike. I was literally, it was the first or the second night I was in Bali, and I met up with my friend Hannah, and we went to Finn's. I seen like Finn's beach club. It was like, you know, a bit mental with DJs and stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get loose. Like, I'm going to have a few drinks. And I was in the pool. I was like a fish. Like, I was so wrinkly, but I literally had the best time. I was out of my own head. I was just like having such a good time. And we got pizza after. I was actually drunk as a skunk, drinking rosé all day. And life is about balance, girls and gals and guys. And I remember jumping on the back of a motorbike. And I remember telling the story. And I just started to cry on the way home. I was like, this feeling is just pure bliss. It's just pure contentment on my own agenda, having fun with my friends, making connections, making memories, being excited, having fun. And all those feelings now that I'm thinking of, it's like, I wasn't really cherishing them. I was always cherishing the career, you know, the family, the house, the bigger things, the goals, the achievements, where I needed to go, where I had to be in society. I wasn't actually living my life as I wanted to live it, with all the things which make our lives so full. Fun, creativity, you know, being content with yourself, loving yourself, laughing, enjoyment, all those things. I actually took myself kind of seriously, I'd say, before I met my ex-boyfriend. And it's even hard saying ex, it's real ugh. But even my sisters would say it to me, or my friends, being like, I've learned so much and I've healed so much and I've really softened myself and I'm so much more approachable. But I do think all that has came from me stepping into, number one, my true self, number two, healing, number three, I'm not going to go too much into it, but being more feminine. I've lived in my masculine for all my life. And if you don't know what that is, it's like, masculine is like that side of you that's like, you know, the go-getter, the, you know, you want to hustle, you want to keep going, you want to keep it, you know, achieving, the go. it just wasn't working for me anymore. That's why I needed to reset in Bali. I needed to be like, I want to check myself before I wreck myself. I want to be more free. I want to be more fluid. I want to have more fun. I want to be softer. I don't want to be as loud. I just want to, you know, just feel feminine. I know I'm a feminine girl, but just feel that side, you know? And that's when I say it truly started to come out, you know, as Kendall Jenner would say, I don't chase, I attract. What's meant to be with Passion by Girls and guys. But I started to be like, I really want to start embodying that. And so I started to think about all these questions, and I journaled every day when I was away, and I chatted to Balinese people, and I really just started to connect with myself. So every morning I'd get up and I'd say, what does Emma want to do today? You know, how do I feel today? And I'd have like a yoga class or a walk booked anyways. And I'm like, do I want to do a class, or do I want to, you know, go for a walk? Do I want to meet people? Do I need connection? Do I need more love? Do I need fun? Like, asking yourself all those questions. Like, when was the last time you asked yourself all those questions? Like, just sit with that. Even now, close your eyes while you're listening to this pod and just say, when was the last time I asked myself those questions? And now ask yourself those questions. You know, what fun am I having in my life? What joy am I having in my life? What brings me joy in my life? You know, do I need to love myself that little bit more? How do I get there? What does that look like? You know, just really starting to ask yourself all these questions. So when I did that, obviously a lot of things started to come up for me and what I needed to heal. So when I got home from Bali, I just started to kind of ask myself questions about what I was doing, where I was going, was I happy? And in that moment, I wasn't really that happy with, you know, my relationship, but even though I just knew I wanted more, even though there was nothing wrong with the relationship, do you know what I mean? Like, amazing guy, really, really good. We were great together, but I knew I wanted more. I don't know. And say a few weeks later, I just knew it's just these little whispers, these feelings in my gut just kept coming up. And I just was like, here, you know, this is how I feel. And that was that, like, you know, and then going through that and still going through it is just need a moment. Here we go again. It's still hard. It's still hard because even though, why do I always cry in my pod? Even because I'm emotional and I have my period as well. even though you love that person, the thing is, for anyone going through this right now, it's understanding to let go, because you know there's something else out there for you. And a big thing is that you value and you actually love yourself nearly so much more. And that was a huge thing for me on that trip in Bali, was like the self-discovery of myself, because I never valued myself. I never felt worthy as a teenager. I never felt worthy in my 20s. I never felt worthy coming into my 30s. And this healing and going through my older breakup and then this new breakup, I was like, no, I am worthy of more. I deserve more. Even though they're an amazing person, is this enough? Like, and it wasn't. But then it's like, even though they're an amazing person, it's letting go. And like, you know, we're still friends. And people would nearly be like, oh, what happened? Like, nothing. It's just we want different things, and that's okay. That is okay. Like, and he's still a great guy, but doesn't mean there has to be bust ups. And I feel it's so different this time because there was no cheating involved. There was no, you know, drama. It was so different that it can hurt nearly more. But I'm learning to, you know, navigate through my pain. And that's why I'm sharing my story with you today, because I know there's going to be so many people out there, whether they're men or women, going through this pain, that it's a really strange way, because I have never felt this pain before or this hurt, where you're trying to navigate your pain, but you know there's something higher out there for you. But it's more fulfilling to yourself because you value and actually love yourself so much more. And I've never felt that in my life. And I'm 37 years of age. You know, I got bullied when I was younger. I've always felt I wasn't enough. I didn't feel confident. I never felt validated. I never felt sure of myself. And in the last few years, I've been on this journey. And then after Bali, it's like something just dropped. And I was like, okay, fuck this. Like, I am an amazing person, and I've never said that to myself, which is mad. I've never actually looked in the mirror. I've said, oh yeah, you're nice, you know, you're kind, you're smart, you're this. But I'd say only from breaking up with him, and then, which would be in August or end of August, September. So that's only like October, November, December. So like only like 4 months. Those 4 months, I've really started to try and validate myself, look at myself, you know, affirm myself, journal, and really start to really, how do you say, really start to see me for how other people see me. And that is huge. I would constantly think, how do other people see me? You know, how do other people? And I'd ask my friends that. Ask your friends actually this question, or your partner, or your mom, or your dad, or whoever, your sisters, like, how do you see me? Like, what are the good things? And really starting to give that back to yourself, because that's who you are. You are that person. And even with the work I do with Empower with Emma, empowering people, I start to ask myself those questions, like, why am I doing this? Like, you know, what is it I'm doing? You know, where is this going? And when I get the messages in from people from the pods that they've listened to, whether I've been a guest or my pod or coming to my events, it absolutely opens up my heart to the compliments that you guys give me, like how I've helped you in your life, how I've encouraged you, how I've inspired you, how I've made you feel loved towards yourself, confidence, motivation. And I was like, Emma. And the stories then, I'm sorry, and then the amount of people that messaged me from the Good Glow, I started to start feel it and go, that is me. That is me. Why can't I accept I'm that person? Like, I am a really good person, you know, and I should really love myself, you know, so much more. I think it's because I constantly stigmatize and condition myself with my weight, because I was bullied when I was younger. I didn't feel worthy enough because of my weight. And I just constantly thought, no one's going to look at me because I'm curvy. Like, you know, what have I got to give? And then I started to just sink in everything that your weight is not your worth. People will always remember you, how you made them feel, not what you looked like. And that is huge. And I think connection and energy is like so much more powerful than your looks, than your size, than, you know, what you're wearing. And I started to like really feel all this. And it's crazy. I was out with the girls at Christmas time, had a few drinks. I sound like an alcoholic, but had a few drinks, went out with the girls. I don't go out that much, but when I do, it's like, I was like, okay, I dressed up, I felt good. And I was talking to the girls and I was like, oh God, you know, loving myself and really on this journey and opening up. And I was like, girls, I was like, I'm a catch. I was like, I'm a fucking catch. I was like, what is wrong? I was like, you know what I mean? Like, I only started to really realize, like, I started rhyming things off about myself, not in a cocky way, being like, I'm kind, I'm giving, I'm like, you know, positive, I'm, you know, funny, I'm smart, you know, all the good things, even though we've bad things about ourselves as well, I can name them off, but that's what healing is about. It's naming the good and the bad and accepting it all. I started to accept it, like these aha moments. But I really feel since I've been single over the last few months, I've really started to learn so much about myself and sitting with myself and being content. And moving on to that then, which is absolutely huge for me, and getting through it then, having to move back home, like having to pack up again only after living with my boyfriend at the, you know, my ex, and then having to go all the way back home and live with my parents, which I haven't done in so long. You know, I've owned a house, I've, you know, done up a whole house, I've had the apartment, that's done an apartment, living with my sister, moved in with a guy, and now I'm back to living at home all in the space of 4 years. It's a lot. Like, it is a lot. And then sometimes I think, oh no, it's fine, keep going, you know, this is grand. But then when I look at it, I'm going, no, Emma, it is a lot. It's okay. Like, and I'm still getting through it though. And then I went to an event yesterday, hearing other people's stories and what they're going through. It's like, we still have to show up for ourselves. We're allowed to get upset. We're allowed to have our days. You know, we're allowed to feel the feels, but knowing that we do still have to show up for ourselves. And that's what I do every day. I still show up for me every day. And if that means, you know, having an off day and just chilling out, or if that is like a walk by yourself, or just a shower, that's okay. You're still showing up for you. You're still showing up for yourself. But me moving home has, you know, definitely been a big, huge step for me, because I felt like I was going backwards. I felt like, I wouldn't say shame, but it did feel like I lost sense of my pride, because I'm such a proud person. I'm very independent. I'm like, oh, I have it all. I actually had to surrender and go, do you know what? I don't. I need support. I need help. I'm going to go back home and I have to start from scratch. Like, I'm 37 and I feel like I'm starting from scratch all over again. Like, I had the house, I had the partner, you know, I nearly had the family. Then I had the career, I was the Byron Pennies, I had it all. And then that was all taken away from me. But what, do I regret it? Not one minute, I tell you, because that taught me so much. Then I had another really good guy, taught me so much, amazing person, what I needed to do me. So that moment that I surrendered and was like, this is not enough, I have to go home, it was huge. It was like, I was very upset and I didn't really come online that much. I didn't talk, and having to move back home to my dad's, living with my dad, you know, and then getting to know my dad as an adult as well. You know, I haven't lived with my dad since I'm a teenager, do you know, that way. So having to go back there again and heal all that is huge. So like, but the main thing is like, it's okay to start from scratch, and you don't have to have a sense of pride, because I do think I get this a lot, because I'm a coach as well. I coach a lot of women, and a big thing is about society standards. Women in their 30s, you know, being single or freezing your eggs or living at home or starting from scratch or having no boyfriend or wanting to meet someone. Most of their friends are getting married, engaged, and you feel isolated. You feel alone. You think that's supposed to be you. But is it supposed to be you? Like, do you really want that? Or is that what your environment you're surrounding yourself with? So if you were to take yourself out of that environment, would you really want that? That's what you need to start asking yourself. And that's what I did when I took myself out of that environment, whether it was going to Bali, going into a new relationship. I'm starting to ask myself all these questions. Is this what I want, you know, or is this society standards? You know, what is it that's going to make you happy? Like, I know some of my friends have children. Some don't. Some don't want children. Some want to get married. Some don't. We have all these choices now, where before, when our mothers and fathers were, you know, growing up, it was society standards. Like, my mom had me pretty young, and then you had to get married. And then that was just that, like, you just rolled with it. But for me, one of my main things, I won't settle. I won't settle. And I think I've learned that over my last two relationships, is learning not to settle, learning you're not enough. Sorry, learning you are enough, learning your worth. And it can be a bad and a good thing at the same time, because you could be always chasing something, but at the same time, I'd rather be out there, you know, looking for something or letting something come, should I say, attracting something, and loving myself, knowing who I am, knowing my worth, knowing my value, standing in my power, finding my joy, finding my pockets of peace, you know, protecting your peace. Like, all those things for me over the last while, even I'm reflecting now on all the things I've done, even in the space of what, 8 months since my last pod, 4 months being single. And a big thing for me as well, which I've learned, is not putting pressure on myself. I constantly put pressure on myself all the time. Well, and especially being self-employed, it's huge. You're waking up and you have to do everything. Do you know that way? Like, you're, I won't get into it, but you have to do a lot. Like, you're doing 20 jobs in the same, you know, day. But I do love what I do, but it is finding that balance for yourself. And I'm very fortunate, I will say, that I'm able to work for myself, and I'm very grateful I am. But at the same time, I'm at this point now where I'm going to have to give a lot more to where I want to be. But the last few months, I just had to just do what I had to do. A lot of people come on and be like, oh, you're so busy, you're flat out, you're this. I do what I can. Do you know what I mean? And the big thing is doing what you can. You know what I mean? But doing it for you. Showing up for you, like I said. You know what I mean? Don't be doing it for other people, because then you're not staying true to you. And a big thing which I'm going to touch on as well is, you know, what I'm learning along on this journey. Like I said, I want to leave, you know, some nuggets of information with you through my story. So like, I've already touched on a lot of things, as you can tell. But what I'm learning along the way is like, you have the answers. Always go with your feelings, that gut feeling. You always know. Ask yourself questions. You can be your own best friend. It's okay to be alone, but not lonely. You know, there is people out there who love and support you so much. And a big thing what I'm learning as well is like, you know, don't leave it to other people for happiness. Happiness comes from you. You have to go out and get your own happiness. You know, I had a really hard Christmas. I'm not gonna lie. Well, there was a little bit of time. I had a lovely Christmas, but there was 2 days that I felt really down, really upset. And I did share all my stories, and I'm very grateful I do have friends and I have family. But when it, like, my dad was away, I was on my own in the apartment, and I was really sad because I knew everyone was with their families, but I had to let it out. I cried a lot, but I had to let it out. And like my Reiki healer said, she was like, Emma, that was like a healing cry, but I did feel good after those kind of 2 days. I just needed to retreat. And then I said to myself, okay, I'm in charge of my own happiness. My friends aren't going to reach out to me. They don't know how I'm feeling. I need to tell them, going, oh, hey, how are you? I'm not feeling the best. Do you want to go for a walk during the week? Like, let people know how you feel. And, you know, schedule things in with your friends. It's not that hard because people aren't mind readers. So learning to kind of like reach out was a big thing, where before I wouldn't reach out at all. I'd just be like, oh, it's fine. People aren't psychic, honestly. So I'm really learning to like reach out. And I'd say over the last few years is be open, be real, be honest about your feelings, which is huge because people don't know how you feel. And that is like so powerful within itself. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask for support. People love and support you. And, you know, it's okay to start over. That's what I'm learning. And advice and tips, what I'd give to people out there who are going through anything what I'm going through or any other life situations is, number one, there is no shame in your story. Like, literally, there is no shame in your game. You have the power to change your game at any single point in your life. And that's your story. You can change your story whenever you want. It's like picking out a new book. You can choose to read that book. You can put that down and pick out a new book on the shelf. You have that power. And another thing, it's honoring you. Honor you. Start checking in on you. And that's when you will feel aligned. Like, you'll feel so good. You'll know there's not that antsiness, that good feeling. Like, those feelings are gone because I'm honoring myself now, is honoring you. And three things I want to leave this final episode with is, I want you to ask yourself three things, or do three things this week. I want you to reflect. Reflect on what you're going through. Reflect on what you have. Reflect on what you, like, the last few years, how you've grown, what you've done, where you want to do, like, where you want to go. Sit with yourself. Carve out a few minutes this week to reflect. Number two, value. See your value. Check in on your values. What are your values? You know, what do you value in life? And if you don't know what I mean, how would you label yourself as in what you value? So for me, my number one value is authenticity, being authentic, being real. I value love, kindness, ambition, support, family, travel. You know, like, what are your core values? Pick, you know, 3 to 5. And then the last one is checking in. Check in on yourself. How are you feeling? What is it you need today? How can you fill up your cup? Think of yourself like an iPhone. That's what I say, or a Samsung, or a charge. You know, what percentage are you running on today? You charge your phone every single day. You wake up ready to seize the day. But what percentage are you on your battery? Do you need to give yourself an extra 10%? What does that look like? Is it a walk? Is it a cup of tea? Is it just sitting in your car for 5 minutes and leaving the kids with their dad or their nana or whatever? So just ask yourself those three. Reflect, value, and check in. That has been it for me on this first episode of Empower with Emma. Like I said, that is it for the first episode. I can't believe I recorded it. Like at the start, I was a bit antsy, but I got through it. I'm all about being real. Like I said, living in my values, being authentic, standing with myself. And I really just wanted to give you today an insight into my life. What's going on, how I'm navigating it, how I'm finding my own happiness, how I'm finding my own pockets of peace, how I'm learning to love myself and open up, because life is not a shiny penny, guys and girls. You know, we have to take ownership of our own life because other people aren't going to do it for us. I hope we got some little nuggets there from that. And I'm so happy to be back with season 4. Like I always say, I would love if you could like, follow, subscribe, or you know, just send me a little DM if you're loving the pod as well. You can follow me as well on Instagram at Emma Kyo or at Empower with Emma. It's been a pleasure as always, and I will see you next week.